We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
City Limits, I'm going to step aside and let you make our show announcement for our guest. You've earned this moment. You've earned every right to it.
Well, thank you, Joe. At 12:35, we will be joined by the one, the only, the hottest hitter on the Pirates outside of Brian Reynolds. Rowdy Tellez will join us up at 12:35.
That's going to be fantastic. I can't wait for that. As you know, I became the conductor of the Rowdy Tellez bandwagon. I believe you're a passenger.
Paul's, I have jumped on.
Paul is not yet, or was he by the time he left? It could have gotten ugly if Paul was here.
I kept calling him the single sitter.
Should we not mention that?
No.
I don't think we'll mention that, but man, he's just become a good story, right?
It's a complete revelation.
The kid in Toronto that he met and the home run he hit, but him having a monster June. I think he's been through some things, maybe some of them self-inflicted this year, but he's come all the way around. I don't think they need a first baseman the rest of the year. Yes. I honestly don't.
Xander was the kid who he met up with him in Toronto, and he also was at the game in Cincinnati. It was his birthday, and Rowdy Tellez homered on his birthday, so maybe they can celebrate Xander's birthday every day.
We're definitely going to be talking about that. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 87 today with sunny skies. Limits, did you get any text feedback on my battle with the town of Sewickley? Was there any advice on how I should go about that?
Honestly, there has not been much. Nobody is really saying too much about what you can do, but some are saying that the Sewickley government and police department are crooked and they can give you a ticket as fast as they can, but the cops will park in handicapped spots and yellow lines.
All right. Well, this could become a battle, and if I have to hire Fishman, I won't even bother Shenderovich and Shenderovich with this. I'll just take Fishman with me.
And then others.
My credit card didn't work in the meter. It didn't work. And my credit card was working because I proceeded immediately to use it at a coffee shop and a pharmacy. I can prove that. I have receipts. It's their fault, not mine. And I'm not even looking at the ticket. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm going to leave it on the windshield until it disintegrates.
Other feedback, Joe, if your card doesn't work in the store, do they allow you to walk out with all the goods? Which is a good point.
What?
So, like, if you go to a store, like a grocery store,
yeah,
and you go and you want, like, apples, pear, whatever, and you go to check out,
yeah,
and your card doesn't work, do you just take the goods and leave because your card didn't work on
different
machine?
Situation. We're talking about goods bought compared to a parking spot. A parking spot that it's incumbent upon them to have the freaking meter working. Not me. What am I supposed to do? Drive around the whole neighborhood looking? Then I park on a residential road with no meter. There's probably limits there too. Limits.
Other people are saying, did you take a picture of the meter when it said credit card not reading?
I should have, but
also,
I didn't.
Also, buy an easy pass. It's cheaper. Somebody else said you should have used your phone to record it, you putting your card on and getting that message that it didn't work.
All right, I'm going back there today. I'm going to go back to the same spot, and if it doesn't work, I'll take the picture there and I'll do the whole thing again. Why aren't the people with me on this? It's the people versus City Hall. Their meters don't work. It's not my fault.
There are meters in Coriopolis that are like 195 years old that don't work. And I wonder if it's just, do you need an app for that? Like every time I park up there, which is like once a year.
Well, that's what I was going to say before. Why is everything, why do you need an app? And people who are age, you know, 70, 80, 90 years old still driving, what are they supposed to do?
When I go to Penn State, you have to use an app every time that you park. Like you can't pay a meter or anything like that. You have to pay with
Belichick
your credit card
can
online.
Get his girlfriend to take care of these matters.
That's right. Right? What can we do?
She has the app in the white Porsche that he gave her. She can park anywhere she wants. Did you see that photo of her pulling up to cheerleading practice?
No.
In the white Porsche? It's unbelievable. And now the photographers, everybody else, the paparazzi is the word I'm looking for.
The tabloids.
They're going to follow her the rest of her life now. She may like that. I don't know. She may won't crave that kind of
attention. Is this what she asked for?
Is this what
Belichick asked for?
I don't think so. He had to know, though. He had to know. All right. Where are we here? What are we doing? I had everything planned out. Now I can't. Oh, here's Skeens. What's it going to take for Skeens to make the All-Star team and to start? And by the way, I don't think we're talking enough about him. Some people would say that's all we talk about in Pittsburgh sports media. This is a phenomenon. And he's pitching again tomorrow. It's a national baseball event when this guy pitches.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He should be 6-0. He's getting at least three more starts. He's 4-0 right now. He's getting at least three more starts before the All-Star game, maybe four. And guess what? He could win all four. This dude could be 8-0 at the time of the All-Star game. He's been good to great every time out. I feel like I could make a legit case for him to be the starter based on numbers, although there are some who have better in the National League, but especially based on the fact that this is what everybody wants to see. And lest anyone think that we're overdoing it here, here's Carl Ravitch on the line with Pat McAfee. Let's hear this little exchange with McAfee and Ravitch, who's been around baseball for a long, long time.
They love Yinzers. Pat, we were there when, was it Cueto who dropped the ball during the wild card? And Cueto. I know how great Pittsburgh baseball can be. What Skeens is also doing is letting everyone know, again, he was pitching at the College World Series last year. He may be the best pitcher in the major leagues right now. He's in the top five. You go from college to the pros, and that guy is as dominant and overpowering as anybody we have. So there's just not that much distinction between the premier programs in college and a major league team like the Pirates.
He may be the best pitcher in the major leagues right now. And I think that you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of people who disagree. Just watch him throw. It's happening again tomorrow in Atlanta, and I can't wait to watch it, and I feel like a case is being built for him to start the All-Star game. I really do. And with the notable exception of Strasburg, Major League Baseball actually has a long history of these kinds of rookies who just seize attention across the country, who become phenoms, you know, the literal definition of phenoms. They get them in the All-Star game and they pitch, you know. Not necessarily start, although I think Mark the Bird Fidrich started in an All-Star game. Other people like Valenzuela, Dwight Gooden, people like that. Phenoms, they get him there. They're smart about that. I think he's definitely going to be there, even though you can make a case that Brian Reynolds and Mitch Keller, based strictly on numbers, might be more deserving. If I'm choosing one Pirate and I'm Rob Manfred, or I'm me, I'm choosing Skeens to go. It's a TV show. Everybody wants to see it. Carl Ravitch wants to see it. I want to see him against Aaron Judge. And if that means Skeens has to start the game to make that happen, I could easily make a case that he should be the guy. You?
I still think Keller, especially if he has like 12, 13 wins by the time we get to the... Well, I guess it would only be about 11 because there's only going to make a couple more starts left. Is definitely a deserving candidate, but Skeens is a guy who you put on a plateau as the knight in shining armor for popularity with the Pirates and bringing people to care about the Pirates again, not in Pittsburgh, not just in Pittsburgh, but outside of the city. And don't you want to showcase that against Juan Soto and Aaron Judge?
Yes.
And it would be great if Mike Trout was healthy, but anybody, the top guys in the American League, Skeens needs to be there, even though it's only been 8 starts.
Oh, I think he's going to be there.
He will.
I'm not a huge Rob Manfred fan, personality-wise, but I think he has had as much guts and foresight as any commissioner in the history of sports. I mean, he's transformed baseball with the pitch clock, for example. Not to mention the ghost runner on second, things like that. But the pitch clock has made it an entirely different game. So much more watchable. I mean, it'll be 8 o'clock at night and games are in the 6th inning already. He's had the guts to do things like that. In other words, he's savvy to what people want. And he uses his power to get it. And he's not an idiot. Paul Skeens will be in the All-Star game. And I wouldn't be shocked if he starts, by the way.
He's not going to start it. But
how do you know?
Tyler Glasnow is going to start. Or maybe even...
Yeah, what if Paul Skeens goes out and wins three more games and he's 7-0 with a sub-2 ERA?
I don't think it matters. They're going to give it to somebody who's been there the whole entire year, like Chris Sale. Skeens, I think it's maybe a 5% chance he starts the All-Star
You get a
game.
Call from the commissioner saying, hey, I think it might be a good idea to start Skeens. That's like me getting a call from my programming director say, hey, you might want to talk Penguins in the next segment. I'm not telling you what to do, but I think I'd be talking Penguins. You're probably right, though, in the end. Quick shout out to a couple local kids. Logan Cooley from West Mifflin makes the NHL all-rookie team.
I went to grade school with him.
Did you really?
He went to St. E's for a couple years.
What do you remember about him?
He was a couple years older than me, so I didn't know him. I knew the name. I know the Cooley family from St. E's.
Yeah.
But I didn't have too many interactions with him, but all good people.
I mean, it's all the Mario effect from way back when, that Mario Lemieux created the grassroots hockey programs that you see. All these rinks that have sprouted up, all these players that have reached the NHL, and other ranks, college, and become real good players, et cetera. That's the Mario effect from a long time ago, enhanced, you know, by the Sid effect. But it began with Mario. Also, Neil Shipley, his first round as a pro goes -567. Where is that, in Detroit?
Yeah, a friend of mine was on the golf team with Neil Shipley. At Central Catholic.
What, do you have connections with everybody around
here?
Apparently,
we got to start using them to our advantage.
Has IT ever golfed with or against Shipley? He says no.
No, he says no.
You just go out and fire a 67 at Detroit Country Club. I mean, it's incredible. So congrats to him, Mount Lebanon's very own. Two local kids made good. Coming up, a third local kid made good. Raymond Fittipaldo of Keystone Oaks went on to play college football. Where did he play? New Hampshire or Holy Cross? I always get those confused.
I thought it was Holy Cross.
It is. So we're going to talk to him next about all things Steelers. Rowdy Tellez coming up in the noon hour. Got a big, big show ahead today.